which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame. What's up, future rockstar franchise investors? It's Jack and Jill coming at you with another episode of the Inside Scoop podcast. What's up, Jill?
How's it going?
Where to start? I don't know about you guys, if you know this, but Jill and I, along with our amazing partners, have launched a franchise. This was our first week open with our Pink's Windows franchise.
What a week. It's been a very fast-paced, exciting week.
We started, it was a huge commercial project. That Pink's was actually able, they helped us to land, which again speaks to the advantage of owning a franchise and being a part of, a wonderful franchise system. And so check this out. The job that we did, I think we got paid something like $9,600-$9,700. And we had our awesome team. We've already got this great team of techs. By the way, the Pink's effect is real. We're going to talk to you guys more about Pink's, but I just want to say something. We did essentially a 10K job. Our cost was $2,000. That's, folks, that's the one of the best things about being a franchise owner is landing big commercial jobs and having a fat profit margin. So we'll come back to Pink's, but there's another franchise we want to start today's podcast with. We want to tell you guys about Go Glow and how Go Glow is disrupting the sunless tanning category. And Jill, you know something, a little something about sunless tanning.
Oh, I love sunless tanning. If I could do it every single day, I would. Go Glow is, it's a very cool company. So obviously they do sunless tanning and they do skincare too. They have proprietary skincare products. It's just has kind of everything that you need in one place, which is when you're dropping in to get a spray tan, that's what you want. They use quality ingredients. They have kind of this thing where that you can start your business in one of the salon suites as you build it. But then once you build it, just this like adorable, clean, bright, retail location.
Can I just say I think that's really cool because once we buy a business and we've spent money on the franchise fee and we're starting to hire a team and advertise to be able to get you making money faster.
Yeah.
That's really cool that they enable you to be nimble like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's one of those businesses. It's going to do well because they have, such quality, ingredients and products, and there's multiple revenue streams because you're selling skincare in addition to the spray tans, and your ticket is pretty high, right? I think they said that their average ticket is $75, and it's recurring revenue because it's a membership model. You're constantly going in and getting your tan anyway. So you want that. You want that recurring revenue. And we're talking about high ticket items. The spray tan is not inexpensive.
$75 for a spray tan.
Worth every penny, you guys.
I mean, I think if you're, look at the numbers. The average Go Glow gross sales, $670,000. But here's what's impressive. The net is $237,000. That makes a ton of sense to me because, once you set up the equipment, it's minimally staffed. You're just spraying people down, right?
There's an art to it, but yes, it's not that complicated. You have some spray and, maybe a tent depending on how they set it up. But yeah, no, it's, you need the talent, but it's actually a pretty simple job.
Yeah. I think again, especially, for today's sort of Instagram, everybody wants to look great. I think the numbers are proven. This is a space that nobody owns. It's got a killer brand. And I'll tell you guys, having a good brand that people identify with, that they're excited about, I think is huge. So Go Glow. I'm really excited about this. I think if you guys want to learn more, if you'd like us to introduce you to the folks at Go Glow and get a great introduction, we'd be happy to do that for you. For those of you that are new to the podcast, Jill and I are franchise consultants. We're also franchise owners. So what we do is we help people explore franchise ownership. There are hundreds, thousands of franchises out there. And what we love doing is learning about our clients, spending a little bit of time getting to know them, and then showing them franchises that make sense. And if you think Go Glow might make sense for you, text us 305-710-0050 and let's find out. Let's see if your territory is available and let's see if we can get you a great deal. All right, Jill. So next up on the list, let's go back to Pink's, which is the franchise we own, Pink's Window Services. Where to begin on Pink's? So the reason we bought Pink's, and guys, just FYI, we're coming out with a whole new podcast where we're just going to share our experiences building a franchise as a franchise owner. We are going to share the good, the bad, the ugly with you. So we will announce the details later once it's fully up and running, which we hope will be sometime next week. So we'll have more details on that podcast. But for Pink's, the reason why we bought it, one, the brand is just this cool, funky, retro deal. Jill, maybe tell what else? Why else did we buy Pink's?
Well, obviously, as Jack said, the brand is great. It's eye-catching. It's not what you normally see when you think of like home services or window services. So the guys that the Pink's guys, as we've been calling them, are clean cut. They're wearing uniforms. They always look great. They want to give kind of that like, you know, home style. You can trust us. We're here to, you know, make your windows cleaner and leave things better than we found them. It's just kind of that trust and, you know, we're just in this, it's an established brand. Anyway, it's a vibe. It really is.
The Pink's vibe is real. When your crew, like our guys are out there right now, we've got three of them out there. You see them cruising around, people come up and they're like, who are you guys? What's up with the uniforms? Pink's Window Services, you definitely want to check out the website. But definitely, if you're interested in this franchise, you want to go through us because we'll get you right to the right people.
Right. And it's window services. So keep in mind, it's exterior windows, interior windows. They do power washing, soft washing. They do gutters. They eventually can do roofs. I mean, it's not just windows. And that's the beauty of it, is you can go in for one service and quickly upsell and then get your customers on a subscription model so that you're coming back quarterly or however they need you. And it's not just residential. There's a huge business for commercial as well too. So honestly, we were joking. The guys from Austin were out with us this week for our first big job, and we were just laughing and saying everyone has windows, and it's true. Everyone has windows. What business can you really say that about?
Yeah.
Everyone has windows in your home, in your office. So everyone can be your customer, and that's amazing.
And the numbers are awesome. They're showing $676,000 in gross revenue in their item 19 and a net income of $245,000. That's adjusted after the royalties are paid. So, I mean, it's a killer moneymaker. It's really lean. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, we did a commercial job at the beginning of the week for a really big name account. We billed essentially 10 grand and we're going to keep 8 grand of it. So really high profit. Subscription clients, 60% of our clients are commercial. The brand is awesome. And
it's going fast, you guys.
It is. Fast. So just again, a quick look into our world as Pink's franchise owners, the sort of mantra is 3 estimates a day, and $1,000 a day per van. It's that simple. There's a lot more to it, a lot more nuance. Text us 305-710-0050 to find out more about Pink's. Next up, Jill, Mathnasium. I've always loved this franchise. It is a franchise that shows average gross receipts of $481,000 per location. Jill, what else? Tell me more about Mathnasium. Who are they and why would I want to own one?
So Mathnasium, I'm sure you guys have seen them because they are all over. I mean, there's still some available, but they have over 1,000 centers and they are basically math tutoring. So kids go there. It's the math learning center to improve their math, to work on math. Even if they just love math, they go there. So it's very cool. It's educational. But they are low cost of entry, which is great. They serve kids from, gosh, I don't know the ages, but, you know, young all throughout high school. And then you can start to employ the high schoolers and college kids to work there as the tutors. So it's a very, very cool concept. And it's tutoring. It's education. I mean, we know that this is a big market. So, you know,
it's interesting that they say their investment's like $150,000, and they're so retail. That, I mean, again, I'm not doubting their numbers, but that feels really low to me. I would say, guys, this has got to be at least $500,000 to get it open. I don't know. Maybe Mathnasium, you guys can call us and tell us that we're wrong. But I would plan on anything retail being at least $500,000 to get it open and profitable. But listen, Mathnasium, I think it's one of those brands that you're pretty safe with it. It's a need-based business. They have really cornered the market as the math learning center. I agree that once it's open, the operating costs are pretty low, and I love the membership style revenue streams. And listen, you can't argue with 1,000 locations nationwide. So worldwide, excuse me. So if you want to learn more about Mathnasium, you want to get introduced to their top people there, let us do it for you. The Franchise Insiders, we are known throughout the franchise world. We will introduce you to someone that's going to take great care of you at the franchise. Text us today, 305-710-0050. Jill, I just called you Jack.
That's weird. I don't think you've ever done that.
That is really weird. You're not me.
I'm not you. I am definitely not you.
Well, I'll tell you what definitely is something that would be of interest to both of us, and that would be hiring Bloom and Blinds to come into our house and help us make our house even more beautiful. Jill, what's Bloom and Blinds?
Bloom and Blinds. Okay, who needs window coverings? We all do. Especially new construction houses, they don't have window coverings. But Bloom and Blinds is family owned and operated. And so they kind of have this personal touch, right? They're just kind of more like, whether you're a franchisee or even working with their customers, they really want, like, they have that trust, they have that name, and they have exceptional sales and installation, and they have repair services, and they do both homes and businesses. So, you know, again, it's not just sell and install blinds, it's repair them, keep them, you know, looking good. And so you have retention, you have recurring business, and really just like repeat customers, because they do it better than anyone else. And so that's a really big deal. And honestly, window coverings, it's one of those things you don't think of until you know you need it. So whether it's new construction, your home doesn't come with it, or you want to update something that you have, but there's also new technology that they can come in with. So it's really something that, again, anyone can use, but they really focus on their quality and sort of this family service and upkeep, which is different than what you'll see from other brands.
Yeah, and with average sales of $400K a year versus an entry cost, including franchise fee of about $160,000, that's awesome ROI. And they definitely have a brand that stands out. So Bloomin' Blinds, it's no wonder that brand is Bloomin'. It's definitely got the market cornered. I said that was our last one, but actually there's just two more we're just going to mention really quickly. They're great franchises that we and franchise. We're affiliated with over 700 franchise consultants. So we share the franchises, for those of you that haven't listened before, the franchises that we help people buy, as well as all these hundreds of other franchise consultants. Who do they help people connect with in terms of franchise ownership? So Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services, their largest franchise grosses over $6 million annually. You want to talk about recession-resistant commercial cleaning services? Come on. And speaking of commercial cleaning services, another franchise that sold this week was Corporate Cleaning Group. So Jill, it's interesting to see. By the way, Corporate Cleaning Group shows a $2 million average gross revenue per location.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, I get it. People might look at these businesses, Office Pride and Corporate Cleaning Group, and say, oh man, why would I want to own that? It's so boring. But boring businesses, you guys, are low cost. You can scale them to be big businesses, and you are not going to be cleaning.
No.
You're going to be the owner, the CEO. You're going to be managing your team from your phone. I mean, you can grow these businesses to a point, not initially, but you can grow them to where you're spending 10 hours a week on them. That's why you lean on the franchisor. That's why Jill and I do all this work to vet these franchises, to show you that if you can build it right, if you hire the right GM from day one, you can build a business that will make you more money than you could ever make in corporate America. And you can get your time back. You can get your freedom back. And we're here to show you how it's done. That's why we're launching a new podcast to show you what our experiences are running Franchise Insiders alongside our Pink's Windows franchise. So stay tuned for all the content we're going to be pushing out to you. Thank you for listening to our Inside Scoop podcast. That's it for this week. Jill, anything else on your end?
No, it's been an exciting week, and we're excited to do our new podcast with you guys. Hopefully you'll follow along and kind of learn the ins and outs of what we are experiencing. You know, we've always said we'll share everything with you guys once we own a franchise, and we jumped in, and now you'll get to hear a different side of things. So
here we go.
Here we go.
All right. For this week, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill, not Jack.
And we're the Franchise Insiders. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye. The Inside Scoop. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.